Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese, we're back from Clearwater. Let's get right to the phones here. Dan Baker will be with us at 3 o'clock with the starting lineup for the Phillies. Now, this isn't the actual starting lineup. He's going to be, I guess, projecting what it's going to be.
Right.
Like, so he will give it to us as only Dan Baker can. That's coming up at 3 o'clock. Let's go to the phones with Dave the Say What guy. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Ike and March? What's up, fellas?
What's up, brother? How are you?
What up, Dave?
Hey, listen, man. Ike, I got to tell you this. Me and my buddy over here at FTC Facility Maintenance in Glassboro, we were just sitting here brainstorming, right?
Okay.
But, so, you may be crazy in Philadelphia, man.
Yeah. I mean, we're excited about it. It's about to be crazy good.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying, because you got the Sixers going to be in the playoffs, then the Phillies going to start, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to be back to football. You know, it's going to be so exciting. And I got to tell you, I was patient. I didn't call you guys. I didn't call Angelo when everybody was saying, oh, we're not going to get Bryce. It's like I told them, you know, good things come to those who wait, right?
Yeah. We've been waiting a long time.
And you guys been calling it, right? I mean, you know, we Philly fans, right? You know that.
Oh, no, it's all good.
Look, we want to win now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be an exciting year, man. I mean, that's all I wanted to say, man. It's going to be nice. Like you say, nice, crazy.
Enjoy it, Dave. Yeah. Appreciate it. Nick and Manny, give us your top three, Nick, right now. What do you got?
Hey, so my top three, but first two are obvious, Embiid and Harper. And number three, Ben Simmons, and I'll tell you why. The Kylie Jenner fandom that he brings along with him and all that attention it brings to Philly, and that's why I think Ben Simmons deserves a three spot over Wentz or anyone else.
Ben Simmons at three, Ike, your thoughts? Wow. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
I don't need to argue with people about what they think. I know I have Carson Wentz, and I know where people will be back on the Wentz wagon next year. So I'm not even worried about that. When you have talent, you don't worry about that. You don't worry about that. So I know how good this guy is. I know how good he's going to be. I know how important he is. He plays the most important position in this city. No one can have the impact other than maybe Joel Embiid, because he plays both ends of the court, and he's great on both ends of the court, and that's why I have him in front of Wentz. But it's funny because Embiid has the same issue that Wentz has. But we would put Embiid number one. And all Wentz did was put his team in a position to win the first ever Super Bowl here. That's all he did.
Let's go to Elijah.
That's all Carson Wentz did was put his team in a great position to win the first ever Super Bowl.
Elijah in Vineland. What do you got, Elijah? How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing, Johnny? How you doing, Ike?
Excellent.
What's up, Elijah?
I have Carson number one. I really have Carson number one.
There you go.
I have Joel Embiid number two, and I have Harper three. I have Harper three because he didn't do anything yet. I mean, yes, he has the top jersey sales. He's taking the city by storm. But in this city, you got to come in and you got to produce something.
You got to earn it, baby.
So then he shouldn't even be ranked, though.
Well, that's
a good argument.
That is a
great argument because he hasn't. He hasn't really, you know what I mean? He hasn't produced anything. But I think if he comes in, he hits them 40 home runs, you know, I mean, 110 RBIs, and he's batting 310. That question is going to be out the door. I think, you know, I mean, he's going to shoot right up the one. But
oh, for Carson, sure. Yeah, I mean, listen, he comes in here and does what we expect him to do. Then, yeah, you're right, because he's an MVP caliber player.
Thanks, Elijah. Skip Bayless tweeting out not too long ago. Phillies now have Bryce Harper. Sixers have Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler. So I don't know why I included that. And then he says, "Too bad the Eagles don't have a star." Oh, he's trolling Eagles fans, Ike.
Yeah, yes. That just means he's worried.
Yeah, probably.
That's all that means. That means he's worried.
Alan in Pittsburgh. Hi, Alan. How are you?
Doing great, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
What's
Thank
up,
you.
Alan?
So I want to talk about Bryce Harper a little bit. You know, my biggest fear when they were talking about, you know, him maybe signing here, was that he was just going to be a hired gun. He was going to be a mercenary. And I don't like mercenaries. I really liked it when Jim Thome came to Philly. I felt like Jim Thome was largely responsible for the renaissance that we went through. And he put Citizens Bank Park on the map, and he put the team back on the map. And ultimately, we drafted well, and we won a World Series. But it felt like Jim Thome really embraced the city. He was a humble, hardworking guy, and one of the greatest free agent pickups our team ever made. So I looked at Harper, and I'm like, I really feel like he's just about the money. He's trying to break the bank, get the greatest contract ever, the greatest average years. And, yeah, we're going to get a great ball player, a left-handed bat that's going to fit nicely in our lineup. But at what expense? He's going to hamstring us because he's trying to get every penny. Next thing you know, he signs for what I really think is, I mean, it's a reasonable contract. Yeah, the years are long, but at 25 a year, he did exactly what he said. They left a lot to be able to sign other guys and improve the team. And then he comes out and he has his press conference, and, I mean, he's humble, feels like he's embracing the city. And here I am now. I'm just as thrilled as I could be that he signed with the Phillies.
You hear him on the show with us yesterday, Alan?
I loved every minute of it. It was awesome. I couldn't be more thrilled. So now I live in Pittsburgh now. I'm a transplant. I live in Pittsburgh. I have a full season ticket plan to see the Pirates. It's fun for the family. I got a family of four, two young daughters that love to go to the park. But I actually got my tickets today, and I went on the website and exchanged 50 games. I got 200 tickets to the Friday night that the Phillies are coming to town on July 19th, and I stuck every one of them on StubHub already because I know that the Philly fans are going to travel.
We will be there, yep.
That the Pirates fans are going to want to see McCutcheon in the homecoming, and it's going to sell out, and that's going to pay for next year's season tickets. But I can't wait to see the Philly fans come take over the city of Pittsburgh for the weekend.
How much did you spend on 200 tickets? What was that?
All right, so I'm three sections from the third base foul pole, and I'm three rows off the field. And I pay, for 81 games, I pay $999 a seat. That's $12.33 a ticket. That's how cheap they are here in Pittsburgh. $12.33 a ticket, three rows off the field, three sections from the third base foul pole. And I paid... I exchanged them at $12.33 a seat. That's what I'm paying for those seats, three rows off the field.
Got you.
I mean, I can't. It's expensive. I was looking at the Saturday, May 5th game, Jimmy Rollins retirement, because I'm going to be back in Philly, and I can't find a ticket on StubHub less than $100.
Yeah.
To go back to Citizens Bank Park, but you can get to Detroit and see him. You can get to Cleveland and see him really cheap. And Pittsburgh, I mean, for crying out loud, come take over.
I know. I heard Joe DeCamber reading earlier the fans of Philly is doing a trip down the – taking some road trips. Yeah, man, listen, I used to go it's great to go see the Phillies out in Pittsburgh because it's a straight shot on the turnpike. It's a five-hour drive.
Yep.
I mean, Ben's from Pittsburgh. He knows how to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then it's like it's a great park. Good city, you know, you walk over the bridge. Yeah, man, Phillies are back.
Yeah, I would imagine that they're going to have a good road contingency following them around this year, especially when you look at the Midwest and the East Coast. They I don't think they have the star power that they had with the World Series team just yet, but it's pretty damn close.
It's starting. Yeah, it is.
In the 2011 team, that was almost an all-star team.
Yep, that just didn't win what 2008 right. did. All right, coming up, we're live in Clearwater. Dan Baker is going to give the first lineup announcement on the Marks and Reese show.
Okay.
Leading off for the Phillies.
Who do you think he goes with, leadoff?
Hernandez, I would think, right? And by the way,
I'm going Kutch.
This isn't leading off?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do. We'll find.
I have no idea either.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best.
best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.